Well, good afternoon, everybody. Today we're going to be continuing our midweek devotional series that we're doing. And today I wanted to take a look at how we should look at the virus and the things that we should do during the virus. That is, how we should have a biblical perspective on the virus during this time. And so the first thing I want to point out to you is that we should be seeing the finiteness of human beings. In Psalms 103:15-16, it says this: "As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field, for his wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more." And basically what he's saying is humans are like grass. We are here one day and gone the next. And during this time, you might be mowing your lawn, and that's what happens, right? The grass is there, and then the next day it's gone because you mowed. That is, the psalmist is trying to help us remember that we are not immortal, and we do need to be reminded of that from time to time. Actually, in Psalms 90:12, it says, "So teach us to number our days so that we may get a heart of wisdom." That is, we need to be considering the end of our life to consider what happens after. And there's two things that really can happen. We can have eternal life with Jesus Christ, or we can have eternal separation from God. So this is an important thing that we need to be considering, especially during this time. And so I wanted to take a look at 2 Corinthians 5:20-21. This is the main text that I wanted to be in. And the first thing I wanted to point out is that we are to be ambassadors for Christ. But let me read these verses. It says, "Therefore we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God." Right? So he says we are to be ambassadors for Christ. And an ambassador here is someone who represented the king. And so we are ambassadors to the king. That is, we are ambassadors to the King of Kings. We are ambassadors to God. So that's the first thing I want to point out. But the second thing is that we are to make an appeal for Christ. In the second part of the verse 20, it says, "God making his appeal through us." And here's the thing I wanted to ask you. Does the world see a difference in you compared to the world during this time? Do they see the cross in your eyes, in your words, and in your actions? And more importantly, during this time of social distancing, are they seeing the cross of Christ through what you put on social media? Do they see a difference in you compared to the world? See, we cannot be ambassadors or make an appeal for Christ if we're being hypocritical in our walk with Christ. Be those focused on the kingdom of heaven and proclaim that in your life and in your walk with Christ. See, what believers say and do during this time can have an eternal impact, even during the virus. So, we are to be ambassadors for Christ. We are to make an appeal for Christ. And the last thing is we are to preach Christ crucified. In verse 21, it says, "For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God." See, we are to be proclaiming that message. Tell others of the good news of Jesus Christ. You can remind them, as we learned about in Psalms, that they are not immortal, that there is an end day, and what is going to happen at that end day. So what I want you to do, if you're a believer, is take some time right now to think of someone who needs to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. And consider what you're going to tell that person. Which verses are you going to use? When will you do it? And then commit yourself to actually doing it. Go do as Jesus commanded and go tell others of the good news of Jesus Christ. So, that is what I want you to do if you are a believer. But if you happen to be listening to this right now and you're a little confused on what am I talking about, or you don't necessarily know who Christ is, I wanted to share a verse with you. And that's John 11:25-26. And it says this. Jesus talking, he says, "I'm the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." And then he asks the woman, "Do you believe this?" And she responds, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." And is that something that you can say you believe? If you don't know Christ, I would ask you to consider the finiteness of your own life. Then consider how you can have the joy of eternal life. If you want to know more about this, you could either leave a comment, or even better, go talk to someone who knows Christ personally, someone who is a believer in him, and ask them about the good news of Jesus Christ. And with that, I'd like to close in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your words and what you say to us, and I pray that right now all of us would consider the finiteness of our life and what is going to happen at the end of our life. For believers, I would pray that they would be considering how they can share the good news of Jesus Christ during this time, during this virus. And for those who do not know you, I pray that they would consider their life and go and have the courage to talk to someone about the good news of you, how you came into this world and how you died on the cross for their sins and that you rose again and you are alive. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.